When you meditate, you're asserting the primacy of the mind. Very first verse in the Dhammapada. All Dhammas are preceded by the mind, made by the mind. The mind is the big cause of things in the world. As the Buddha said, the causes for our suffering are in the mind, but the potential for putting an end to suffering, it's in our mind as well. If the mind wasn't able to make decisions in the present moment, to make choices in the present moment, we wouldn't be able to practice. As the Buddha said, we'd be left unprotected. We'd just feel that whatever urge came up inside, we'd have to follow it. Whatever he said was our conditioning, we'd have to follow it. But if that were the case, the Buddha would have stayed home, because his conditioning was very much aimed at keeping him home. But he saw that no, he had the right to say no, he wanted something better than that. And it's through training the mind that he found what was better. So focus on your mind. Focus on your awareness. Focus on the thoughts that you're thinking. These are important. Remember that you have choices. You can go down certain alleyways, certain rabbit holes. But do you want to go down the rabbit holes? What are you going to find down there? Usually in a rabbit hole, there's just a lot of dirt. You want to stay up in the world outside, where you can step back from your conditioning and see which parts of your conditioning are skillful and which parts are not. And you have the right to choose which ones you're going to follow. So exert that right. Although many people have the ability to make choices, but they just fall in line with their own old ways. And they keep going around and around and around. Like King Gaurabhya has pointed out to him the facts of aging, illness, and death, and constantly stressed, not self. But then he was asked if he wanted to come back and conquer a few more territories, would you do it? And he said, yeah, of course. That's just giving in to your old conditioning. You want to release yourself from your conditioning. And the Buddha said, you can do that. This is why this teaching is something that's universal. It's not just for Indians, not just for Asians. It's for human beings, even divine beings, no matter where you are, no matter what your past conditioning is, because it's all about stepping back. Buddhism is countercultural. It was countercultural in the Buddhist time, and it's still countercultural today. But look where the culture is going. Everything is falling apart. And the Buddha says you can step out, you can follow the customs of the noble ones, in terms of being content in your food, clothing, and shelter, and finding joy in abandoning unskillful qualities and developing skillful ones. That's the way out. So join the culture of the noble ones. Step out of your old conditioning as much as you can. Because that kind of condition just goes around and around and around. Whereas the Buddhist conditioning takes you out to a place that's even better than you can imagine. So keep that thought in mind. That's why we're here. Don't get involved in issues that are going to get in the way of that pursuit of true happiness. Because it's a happiness that causes no harm to anybody. It's a happiness that's not going to disappoint.